Okay, hello everyone. This is Elizabeth Cox from ICE Group, and I'm joined today by Richard Shoebridge and Wendy Upcott from the Far West Local Health District. Good morning, ladies and
Hello,
gentlemen.
Elizabeth.
How
Hiya.
are you? I was going to say guys, but that was a little bit too gender biased. So what we're here today is to talk about the Far West Working Holiday Visa Programme, a really exciting working holiday visa programme that's unique, that's new, that's never been done before, and it's been piloted by the Far West Local Health District. So to find out more about the Far West, I'm going to get Richard to introduce himself, and then we're going to go to Wendy to introduce themselves. So, and then we're going to have a chat about what it's like in the Far West and why this is a working holiday visa you should really consider. So over to you first, Richard. Do you want to give us a quick overview of yourself?
Oh yeah, no worries. Well, thank you. So my name, as mentioned before, is Richard. I live out here in the Far West in Broken Hill. I've been a nurse for about almost 10 years. I started working in the Metropolitan Hospitals in Sydney. And I was there for a while, and I've done a whole bunch of different kinds of things. But mostly, I've been sort of based on aged care for the first few years. But I've worked all over, including ED, dialysis, drug and alcohol. But I worked during the COVID pandemic, as I'm sure it's something we all remember. I was doing aged care outreach for some for about 60 aged care facilities during the COVID pandemic. So that was, you know, fraught with its own complications, but we learned a lot. And then after that, I sought a bit of a change, you know, do something a bit different. You only live once, and I wasn't getting any younger, so I decided to take a chance and move out to the outback. I had previously visited Broken Hill on a holiday and really liked the town. And yeah, so now I'm working, or before, when I first moved out here, I was the falls coordinator for the district. But I've now since left that role and become the clinical nurse consultant for acute care. I've been doing that for about 6 months.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So the true going from somewhere like Sydney out to the outback, and you haven't regretted a minute of it, have you, Richard?
No, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
I was very happy to make the change. I still am.
Brilliant. Okay, so Wendy, that's a hard act to follow, but I'm sure you will. In fact, you have a very interesting story, something, so I'll let you tell it yourself.
Well, yes, I guess it's deja vu a little bit. I'm English, and my name's Wendy. I came out, I did my nurse training in England, and actually ventured out to Australia when I was in my 20s, and thought, oh, I'll stay about 3-6 months, something like that, and ended up staying for 3 years. And looked at my watch and thought, my goodness me, I better get back to England. But I was successful enough in getting my citizenship, actually, while I was in that first 3 years. But I went back to England and did a cardiothoracic course in London, and then decided, while I was standing on London Bridge one day in the sleet and the snow, what am I doing here? Let's get back to Australia. So I came back and worked in Sydney for in cardiothoracic surgery, actually, for, I would say about at least a couple of decades, no, about 20 years. So you're all doing your calculating. I'm not as young as Richard. But, you know, I decided similarly, really, as Richard did, I thought I need a change. You know, I've done cardiothoracics, which was great, but I need to have a little change. So funnily enough, the pandemic woke me up, and I decided to do my immunization course. And I took a job on the spur of the moment, basically, up in the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And immunising lasted for about 5 months there. And then I, again, similar to Richard, I suppose, I thought, I've never been to Broken Hill. There's a job that's come up there. And it was to do with rolling out some online modules for nurses, specifically for rural and remote nurses. And so I took the job, came out for 3 months. And after about 6 weeks, my boss here said, can you stay for six months? And I said, sure. Yeah. So that was good because, you know, I had a real good opportunity to feel and smell and taste the outback.
Yeah.
I did the 6 month contract. I left and went in my camper van down to South Australia and travelled around the south coast and back up to Sydney, And after a few weeks, my old boss in Broken Hill said, "Wendy, we think you might be interested in another job." So he's taken me back with open arms, and so has everyone else here as the nursing and midwifery career development manager. And I've been back here for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks now, but it's been like coming home. It really has been like coming home. Everyone's so friendly.
And allow me to say, welcome back again, Wendy.
Oh, thank you,
We're happy to
Richard.
have you back.
I'm hoping to see you at the Christmas party.
Oh, I'll
It won't
be
be the
there.
same without you.
Just try and stop me.
Wow, that's really interesting in terms of the fact that both of you got through the pandemic, and ended up in Broken Hill and are enjoying it. What I'd like to, and even the sense of it feeling like coming back home is great. A lot of the nurses that I'm talking to about the program are saying, "Oh, 6 months seems like a long time," but obviously you're kind of saying you arrive and it flies. And you don't even notice the time flying. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Well, I just will just say on that I thought 3 months would be sufficient for me in Broken Hill, and then when they asked to co extend that contract to 6, that flew. And the current contract I'm on is well into 2024, and who knows what, I may still be there after that.
And I'll just add on as well that well, the job I took, the first one, was a permanent full-time, but I said to myself and to all my friends and family before I left that I would give it only 12 months and then we'll reassess how we go. And yeah, and that 12 months has come and gone, and I'm still here with no plan to move back anytime soon. So I don't know, it's something about the town gets a good hold on you and you don't really want to leave.
Brilliant. I can't wait to visit. And following on from that, like, what is the Far West District? Tell us about where it is, the units, the hospitals, facilities, and what is so unique about it that gets its claws into you.
So we've got 9 facilities across a very wide land mass. We've got I guess if I can say off the top of my head, we have our base hospital at Broken Hill, and then we have several different sites across the district offering different kinds of things. Some of them can range from things like an emergency department to a multi-purpose service. We've also got our community health buildings as well. So they do more sort of your community, I guess, outreach. But they'll also do primary health and interest in public health as well. Like I said, Broken Hill's the base hospital, so that's where you're going to see the highest number of inpatients. And we have a bunch of different wards ranging from medical and surgical to pediatric and ICU. We have a dedicated team of nurses. We also have a very dedicated team of nurse executives as well. They all work very well together and they're very supportive from the top down. We've also got our excellent education team and our nums as well. They're all very dedicated. So there's always a lot, they offer a lot of support to staff. Oh, and
I
I
don't
should
know,
have also
Elizabeth,
mentioned our clinical nurse consultants.
sorry.
Can I just say, do we know what a NUM is in overseas? Nursing unit manager.
Oh,
Yes.
sorry. Yes.
Okay.
No worries. Yeah, nursing unit
Thank you,
manager.
Wendy.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, Richard, because some of the calls that I get is like, if I go over there, am I kind of left by myself? Will I be left stranded?
No, not at all. I mean, even if you were sent, even if you found yourself working in a site that had less inpatient beds, and less staff, you're always going to have managers. You're always going to have educators. Even if they're not physically there, they're a phone call away. Any question that you need answered can be answered like immediately. And like I said, because we've got such excellent and experienced managers, and even our medical teams that are involved as well. They're all very friendly, engaging, happy to help, and happy to support anybody and everybody.
Okay, perfect. And Wendy, just with your job title that you mentioned, the career development manager, maybe this has nothing to do with it. Would nurses and midwives going over to Far West, would they still have the opportunities to develop their careers, their skills, things like that?
Without
Even though, sorry, even
a
though they're on a
doubt,
working
without a
holiday
doubt.
visa.
And I've since, absolutely. There's a lot of support for professional development, whether they're new grads, whether they're experienced mature nurses, There are lots of directions that people can continue on in their sort of lifelong learning, as it were. And as Richard said, we've got a really healthy department now of education, nurse educators, and that's actually grown since with a few months that I've been away. And they've all got a lot of experience, very, very eager to step people up. And I think the experience that you get in the Far West is far more diverse than what you would get in cities. And that's actually the appeal and the beauty of working out in the Far West here. You can see your bog standard, patients that come through, but you're also going to see some exceptional cases, and you're going to be learning from each of those different scenarios. And I think I'm right in saying, Richard, that if new grads that come here to do their placements afterwards, they get a far more diverse experience, and they're doing venipunctures and stuff like that, than well ahead of their counterparts would be doing in city hospitals.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities to learn a lot of sort of skills and a lot of different sort of models of care as well. And also I can say that because I've worked in metropolitan hospitals in Sydney, and I can tell you that any experience that a nurse has in a rural or regional area is very highly looked upon. It's very, very favorable to have that kind of experience. Because it shows that you had a certain level of dedication that you were able to learn those skills and that you were able to work within I guess a challenging scope, but not challenging like a bad challenging, like a good kind of challenging, where you really sort of learn and grow and develop.
The stretch challenge. And that's the whole ethos behind this. It's to get that adventure. So it is an adventure, but in a very safe and supported way, because I would imagine working out in the Far West is very safe, it's very affordable, the living standards out there are very good, like it's a nice place to hang out as well, is it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could say that Irish and Australian people tend to sort of appreciate a certain love of alcohol together. I joke, but we've got an excellent amount of pubs. They all have a really inviting and friendly atmosphere, but that also comes along with things like what, like trivia. They've got things like that. But there's also a lot of like community groups as well. People can be involved with and. Well, looking off the top of my head, you've got, well, I mean, if they like to sing, there's always
I
the
came when I
choir.
came out this time. I've been introduced to the Broken Hill Golf and Country Club, and I'm actually going to I think they're calling it a 5-week golf clinic. So I hadn't held a golf club, I was going to say golf racket, golf club in my hand at all. But it's been fun. As long as you don't hit the ball, hit the emus with the ball, because the emus walk across the course there, because it's one of the only green places in Broken Hill where they can actually get a feed off some green grass.
That's right. That's right. It's really quite stark, the contrast. You're standing there at the golf club and you look at all this lovely green. You're like, well, that looks really out of place, but it's nice, but yeah, look, we've got art galleries, we've got museums as well out here. So if you like those kinds of things, there's plenty to keep you entertained. But even there's also opportunities as well if you're inspired to even pursue your own artistic interests. I could even tell you myself, like I'm not that I'd for some I would have never have done this in Sydney, but I came out here and I found myself in a painting class. It proved to me I have no talent whatsoever, but I did it anyway.
Yeah,
It was
trying
fun.
new things. Yeah, well, this is
Exactly.
it. Trying new things. Everybody's done the, working holiday visa, hanging out in the Sydney Harbour Bar or down in Melbourne. Who's done this idea of going to Far West and joining a painting class and finding out that you have limited talent?
That's right. Well, look, it'd even be You're inspired by the landscape. I'm sure
Yeah.
it's quite breathtaking. It makes you want to paint or draw or do something.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's fair because I've seen some of the pictures and we've some on our website, and the landscape is actually very stark and it is very beautiful. Okay. So listen, what I wanted to just maybe go back to then is like for somebody that's never been to the Outback, how does it compare to Sydney? And I know you've kind of touched on this, but both of you are actually in the unique position that you have worked in Sydney for a long time and you've come out to the Outback, or out to the far west. How does it compare? What's the real benefit to you?
Can I just go first here, because I've just made a drive back from Sydney to Broken Hill in my van. Now, as you approach Broken Hill, when I say approach, I mean like 2 3 hours away. As you're, the landscape becomes outback. And when I'm talking out, you have to do this trip to experience it. When I'm talking outback, you're talking, the land becomes redder, the sand is redder, but the roads are dead straight, absolutely straight, and you can see ahead in the distance, and I reckon you can probably see about the best part of 5 kilometers ahead before it peters down to nothing, and you just drive and drive and drive, and as you come to Broken Hill, you see the hill that's broken. I guess that's why it's called Broken Hill, Richard. I don't really know, but the mine, because
I can
that's
tell
what
you
was
if you
developed.
want to go into the history.
Oh, go ahead, you historian.
an
Don't
ex
make it up either. Tell the truth.
no, that's all right. It was a German property worker, or he may have been an explorer. He was walking along through the ranges and saw a strange outcrop which he thought looked like a broken hill. And so then he applied to get the mining rights. He suspected that there might have been a big ore underneath the hill. So he applied for the mining rights, got it, and then they struck it and they found it was the biggest silver ore, one of the biggest silver ores on Earth. It's why the city is nicknamed the Silver City.
Oh, wow. Well, there now. There you go, Wendy. You've learned
You
another
go.
new thing there. Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Richard, for that.
No worries.
You've got another talent, even if you can't paint.
You see, this is
Yeah, wow.
ever since he's moved from Sydney, he's had all this time to learn and research,
That's right. To experience things,
to experience.
to expand upon my knowledge, if you will. I would say as well that, there are obviously some stark differences between living out here as opposed to living in the major city. But one that really stuck in my mind was how friendly the community was, how nice everybody is. Living in
Agree,
Sydney, everyone is living on top of each other. There's traffic, there's everything's so expensive. It's, you don't really have much time for pleasantries. But out here, it's a nice, slower sort of pace. People just tend to be friendly. Like, I haven't met a single person that I've disliked since I've moved out here. And I know there's plenty of people in Sydney who I don't like. Let's just say that. And look, and even little things like, that you wouldn't even really think much about it, but there's so much time you can save back in your day because you're not spending an hour in traffic only to go, what, 5 or 10 kilometers down the road. So you get that extra time back. And while it's only 1 day, what difference does it make? But if you add those days up, you're getting hours back into your day. I'm sorry, back into your week and back into your life that you can use on things that are more important to you.
And
Yeah.
talking of sitting in traffic, I mean, as I said to Elizabeth earlier, I'm actually working in the community health centre, and Richard's based in the hospital, which is the other side of town. But before I drove back from Sydney, I was walking across town to my place of work. So it's not a big town, let's put it like that. You can walk, you don't need a car to get around town. However, having said that, there is a very healthy stock of fleet cars that the hospital have. So should you need to just pop a little bit further to, I've used it to go to the golf club or go to the shops, the fleet cars are there available for everyone's use.
Okay, cool. One of the other things that when we were talking about Far West is where you're located. If on your weekends off or you're taking your ADOs, that's additional day off, which you accrue, it's easy to get to other places. So fly to Sydney, fly to Melbourne, fly to Brisbane, maybe. Is that something that people would do just, for a weekend break that's accessible from the Far West or even longer?
I mean, it's if you were to stand back several kilometers from Broken Hill and looked at it, you would think, wow, this place is really isolated. It really is in the middle of nowhere. But I mean, if you really look into it, Adelaide, one of our major cities in Australia, is a well, it's a 6 hour drive down the road, but it's an hour plane trip. And also additionally, Sydney as well, while it is quite a long distance to drive, you can get that done in a 2 hour plane ride. And if you feel like a bit of a change of pace, we've got Mildura, which is on the Victorian border. That's only about a 3 hour drive away. What, Tibooburra, Menindee, there's all these different places that, yeah, like it, some of them could be day trips. I mean, most of them are overnight trips, but yeah, definitely. There's a lot of variety and lots of different places you can go. And despite it seemingly being so isolated, it's actually, there's plenty of stuff that Broken Hill is like a short distance to that is definitely doable.
And actually, you mentioned Tibooburra. I think it was it only last weekend they had a Gymkhana up at Tibooburra. Did you go, Richard?
No, I didn't, but I do know people who went. And for those who don't know, a gymkhana is kind of like a, I guess, a rodeo, right? I guess that's what I would call it. Yeah, with the big bulls and everything. Sorry, I'm not sure if it's a very Australian word, gymkhana. I'm not familiar with it myself.
I managed to get to the Gymkhana and Bikekhana at Paddlesack earlier in the year, and that was for me, being English, although I've lived over in Australia for some time, it was like the quintessential Australiana. I mean, it was dusty. There were people on horses, all ages, shapes, sizes, doing amazing things. They get those horses to move in brilliant ways. And then the next day it was the same things were done on motorbikes by, again, males, females, all ages. And I camped, and on the Saturday night they had a whole spit roast pig.
Wow, tasty.
It's just absolutely that's what Australian's all about. And people walking around in their hats and their boots, and just that's for me, that's still, I love it.
No, it sounds fantastic. You've certainly convinced me to take a trip over there. Now, I'm not a nurse, so unfortunately I can't be much help. Come here. What I wanted to do, because we'll probably finish up now, just to go back to you. So again, what we're trying to do is the Working Holiday Visa program. It is new. It is unique. It's a completely different way of thinking about stuff. Certainly for the traditional Working Holiday Visa candidates, which are normally anywhere from 24 to 35 years old. They're coming out by themselves. They may have some friends with them. As a nurse, they may have a 12-month experience. They may have 24. They may have 4 years experience, because there is a cohort of people that weren't able to travel during COVID, because Australia, nobody could travel to Australia, so that your levels of experience are going to change. But this is somebody who participates in this. They can have the best of both worlds, as in work in Far West, go back to a metropolitan hospital like Royal Prince Alfred in Sydney Local Health District, come back again. So there could be a swaparoo in terms of going back and forth. Working in Far West, because you're a regional rural area, means they don't have to go on apple picking, because their work as a nurse there counts for their rural work, which means that they can get a second working holiday visa as well. And like I say, as long as this person who decides to come over here does a 12 months in total with Far West, they go home with 10K Australian dollars in their back pocket. It's really, really, really unique, being piloted by the Far West. So my question to you, after that long introduction, and there is more information on our website, is what would you say to a young male or female nurse in Ireland or the UK? We're now coming in where it's dark in the mornings when you go to work, it's dark when we come home. What would you say to them? Why should they do this? Why shouldn't they not just go to Melbourne and Sydney and have the crack outside the Sydney Harbour Bar? Why should they do this and come to Far West and participate in this new venture?
Do you mind if I go first, Wendy?
Go.
Okay, I would say to them, if you're interested in experiencing the real Australia, as mentioned before, with the hats, the boots, the beautiful sunsets, and that red soil that everybody sees in postcards, then come on down to Broken Hill, because we got heaps of those. But additionally, if you're looking to advance upon your skills in your career and learn some really valuable experiences, sorry, learn some really valuable information and have some really valuable experiences that will inform your entire career going forward, then take a chance upon Broken Hill because you think you'd be very surprised on what you'll find out and what you'll learn. Everyone's friendly. We welcome absolutely everybody out here. And there's never a dull moment, I can assure you from that. And I say that from personal experience.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, great.
That's great, Richard. You know, I think you've really, that sounded like you'd written that. That sounded very good. No,
Sometimes
honestly,
I'm good at
and
improv.
another skill he's developed.
Yes. But I'd love to see some English Irish people over here. I think, as Richard said, not only do we have the same sort of taste in alcohol, but we have the same sense of humor, for goodness sakes. You know, bring it on. We have a
Absolutely.
good laugh for here. You know, we have a good time. Everyone gets on. Like I said, we've got a big Christmas do coming up on the 8th and probably the 9th and the 10th. We get along fine. There's a few pubs to go to. We've just had the Broken Heel Festival, it goes. There's always something happening. So I would love to see other people out here, and I would love to take them under my wing for a little while until they find their own wings, and then they're off. We won't see them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Wendy and Richard, thank you so much. It's been great fun talking to you. Genuinely, I'd love to go and see Broken Hill now, the hill that looks broken, or the Silver City as you called it. You've been very good and very informative. But if anybody is interested in this program, please go to our website. It's www.icejobs.ie, and you'll see there our landing page for healthcare and the Far West, and it'll have details about this. Equally, you can talk to myself or any member of the team as well, and there's a contact form on that website, and we can go through the details with you specifically because there's a number of options. And I think what I'm taking out of this is it's a really good place to go. You're getting the authentic Australian experience. It is an adventure, yeah, and it's different. So in a world where everybody's the same, why wouldn't you strive to be different? That's what I'd be saying. So listen, thank you, folks. Thank you so much. And hopefully we'll get you some nurses over there now. You'll start to see them coming over, looking for the
Streaming
adventure.
over.
Yeah.
Great. Look forward to it.
All
Yeah.
right. Thanks a
You're
million.
welcome.
Well, all right, thanks for having us.
Not at all.
Okay.
Thank you. Take
See you
care.
later.